Why me, God?
What got me started in scoliosis?
My daughter, at age 11, shows scoliosis.
And my daughter had been adjusted with chiropractic care since the day she was born.
Okay.
She'd never been to an MD. I was her doctor. She had never had an inoculation, no poisons in her body. I'm a spine specialist. And all of a sudden, why does my daughter have scoliosis? So the first thing you do is you pick up the phone and you call all your friends, your chiropractic orthopedist and all the others, and you say, what is this thing called scoliosis? What's going on with my daughter? And you know what they all said? I don't know, what did we learn in school? Said, if I remember correctly, maybe 10 minutes. But I knew she had been under chiropractic care, so my big question then came, chiropractic plus what does it take to help? And one of the things that Suzanne touched on was the fact of what starts happening to the parents. It is real traumatic to the parents, and you have to remember that when you're treating these kids. You also got to treat the parents and make them understand. Idiopathic rotatory scoliosis. Idiopathic, they don't know where it comes from, but they know that it's genetic, it's carried on the X chromosome. Rotatory means that the vertebrae actually twist. And of course, scoliosis simply means that it's not in a straight line. Each year, more than 100,000 children in the United States are diagnosed with scoliosis. Think of that number. 4 to 5% of the population, over 500,000 adults have scoliosis, 3 million scoliotic adolescents in the U.S. 25,000 spinal fusions a year, 42 to 52% require bracing or surgery. What is the medical approach to scoliosis? Wait, watch, wait, watch, surgery. Okay. That's been going on for 50 years and hasn't changed. There are, when you figure it out, 150,000 scoliotics just in Houston area. 4 to 5% of the population, all you have to do is multiply it out. Well, will it progress? Well, unfortunately, if you're female, interrelated with hormones, you're going to probably progress. The younger they find it, more likely it's going to progress. 30 degree curve has a 60% chance of progressing. 50, 90%. If it's a right thoracic or an S curve, like that first picture I showed you up there, it's going to progress. And most of the girls that you look at, and I say girls because believe it or not, it's 9 to 1 female over male. Mommy and daddy can both give it to the girl, but daddy gives it to the girl too. So 9 to 1 female over male. You'll notice that they're tall and thin. Athletic and pretty. It's usually a right lumbar in men. What is scoliosis? It's a complex disease that affects the spine. Of course, we know it affects the spine, but what else does it affect? Well, we're going to talk about the upper motor neurons or the brain. We're going to talk about the endocrine system, the digestive system, the muscles, the ligaments, and of course, the entire family mental health. You've got to walk them through it. There's many types of scoliosis, but 80% is idiopathic rotatory. Right thoracic, left lumbar, and I began to realize that I was talking terms that maybe some of you don't know. Does anybody know where the thoracics are? That's in the middle of the back here. Okay, you have 12 sets of ribs, and the bones are called thoracic. Then you have the lumbar spine, which is 5 bones in the low back. Okay? The spinuses rotate into the concavity. I always have fun, especially when I'm teaching my couple hundred doctors. Put your hand like this and make them do it. Come on, everybody up. That's the cave. That's the bear. The bear goes into the cave. This is the concave side of the curve. You will hear them talk about the concave or the convex side of the curve. Okay? And the spinous is the little deal that sticks straight out in the back, and it'll rotate. That's how you actually know where the curve begins and where it ends. Sometimes that rotation can reach 45 to 90 degrees, and over 3 degrees, it's going to change the disc and the disc matrix. Now, what's the disc? That's a little spongy thing in between each of the vertebrae. Spinal changes cause neurological problems. When you look at kids, you can actually just drop a line and you can see how out of balance they are. Look at the head, how far forward it is. Okay? When you look at a scoliotic, that's how we tell. We have them put their hands together, we have them bend over, and that shoulder blade will stick up. Okay? Alright. Oh, have you ever looked at the head? Now remember that if I cut you in half, your right side weighs the same as your left side. And the body is always balancing you out. So with that curve, the next thing you begin to notice is the head begins to tilt and rotate. Okay? So when you look at their ears, the information coming into the ears to the brain, do you think it's going to be the same from the left side and the right side? No. Same thing with vision. That information is getting to the brain just a little different from the left and the right side. Oh, excuse me. And they all have TMJ. Where's that? Right there. They all have TMJ problems. When you're working with a patient, make sure you work on the TMJs. Rotation of the head causes different transportation times for the eye and the ear information. Creates spatial disorders, eye-hand coordination, balance problems. Whew. Now, you got to remember, when you see these kids, they're tall, they're thin, and I'm going to get into some other things, but they're all athletes. All of them are athletes because their ligamentous structure is 2.5 times more flexible than the non-scoliotic. So they are very good. But as that head begins to tip and rotate and they hit about age 15, what do you think happens to their eye-hand coordination? It's a little bit off. Okay. And of course, vestibular. Spinal cord, the thing that runs down the middle of the back. The cord moves towards the concavity. Pushing the wrong ones. Okay. There's your spinal cord. Here's where it comes out on either side. Okay? In the scoliotic, the spinal cord moves over. It doesn't have very far to go to get out that opening, does it? But look how stretched this side is. They said even when they did some work with cadavers that they found that that was stretched so hard that it actually created a groove in the bone from just moving back and forth. Now, information that comes in and in goes where? To the brain. So is the information on the left side and the right side to the brain going to be the same? No. There's an actual picture. This is a normal nerve coming out here, and there's one that's stretched. Some neurological problems? Yes. Ocular, we were talking about, and I picked up this and I thought it was kind of interesting. Blind people are more susceptible to scoliosis than non-blind. Again, that's that proprioception and everything coming in. Oh, here we go. Food passes through the stomach. 2 to 3 times faster than what it should. It doesn't get broke down into amino acids. Amino acids don't get out to the muscles. So the kid works out just as hard as they can, and the one next to them doesn't, and they build muscle, and the scoliotic doesn't. But that's okay, because now it gets into the lower gut, and it lays there 5 times longer than it should. What's that mean? I tell the kids, okay, we're going to take a stake, we're going to go outside, we're going to put it on the cement in 100 degree temperature, and we're going to come back in 5 days. That's what's happening in your gut. They go, ooh! And then hormonal imbalances. When they start their period, that scoliosis is going to take off. Okay, one of the first questions we always ask the scoliotic when they call in, have you started your period? Okay, well, how about the adrenals? Okay, their adrenals are shot. They're hypoglycemic. Oh, do we still use that word now? Okay. They're all hypoglycemic. They'll get up in the morning and they won't eat. They have trouble going to sleep. You put them to bed and you go in there and 2 hours later they're still wide awake. But they don't want to get up in the morning. About 2 hours after they hit school, what do you think happens? And so what do they want?
Sugar.
Give me my candy bar and my Coke, right? 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have fun with this because I tell them, I say, you got a dumb teacher at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I say, you got another dumb one about 2 in the afternoon. Yeah. It's not working.
Okay.
And if you don't fix the adrenals, then what? Thyroid, parathyroid, it goes on and on and on as a chain reaction through the body. All right, most of them are slow parasympathetics, parathyroid, pancreatic hormones work overtime. Thyroid and adrenal are sluggish, low blood pressure, cold hands, increased insulin levels, depression and fatigue. Oh, by the way, when they're hitting those lows, what happens with their personality? Excuse me, but it goes from sweetheart to bitch in about a minute and a half. Okay? About a minute and a half. And you know what the parents do when I say that? They're doing this. Absolutely. Okay? Vegetarians are prone to slow metabolism. Parathyroid increases retention of calcium, magnesium. You all know this. Copper antagonistic thyroid, low metabolic rate, high fat is. Fat is not good for slow metabolizer. 80% of the population is that. High protein meal increases the metabolic rate by 30 to 70%. Oh, we're going to put them on a high protein, low carb? No, that's what we've got to do, though. But the problem, okay, how do you get a kid on low carb? You tell them no carb. Why do I say no carb? Because maybe I'll get low carb. But not really.
Right.
We're going to cover some of the calcium. 97 of the 100 patients with slow metabolic. This was a study I did in my office. I went and just pulled 100 case files because I wanted to take a look at them. High protein, low carb, adrenal fatigue. Back it up. Okay. Adrenal fatigue, so a lot of times we put them on adrenal. If they have sleep issues, we'll use some melatonin. And of course, I don't know what this protease digestive probiotic is, but we make sure they're all on that.
Yeah.
Okay. We did a tissue mineral analysis. Remember all that? Where you take the hair from the base of the neck and you send it off and da 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 da. Well, I came back and I pulled 100 files and I sat down and I started looking at it and all of a sudden I started. That's where I had it done. I saw this happening where calcium was high and copper was high and others were low. And I'm going, wait a minute, this is all supposed to balance each other out. So So out of the 100, it was interesting because, look at that, 85 were female that I pulled, 15 male. There's that ratio without even trying, okay? And a lot of them had between the ages of 11 and 19. Calcium should be 38 milligrams per cent. Look at my girl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait a minute. There's some literature out now that says that the girls have osteopenia. How can you have osteopenia when you got that number? And what's the body going to do is when that number's high, it's literally going out in the tissue. It's not going to the brain. It's not going to the teeth. It's not going to the bone. All right? So if it's not going there, what does the brain say? I need more calcium. So guess what their favorite food is? I always say, I know your favorite food. Why? Nachos. I know that. Ice cream. Milk. Craving. The body's going to try to get there. All right? Magnesium, 16.65. You notice I stay in this range? Because when does scoliosis take off? 11 to 15. Mm-hmm. When does it stop? Never. She had that one. Never. Okay. Copper. Put copper and estrogen together, you get ligamentous flexibility. Okay? They did a test one time with high copper. What they did was they looked at a bunch of criminals, bad ones, the murderers of things. And guess what they were all high in? Copper. No wonder she goes from sweetheart to in a minute and a half, huh? Very good possibility. All right. What about the muscles? It's in the spine. Well, first of all, muscle length changes from the concave to the convex side. That one's stretched, that one's short, isn't it? We used to think that that was contracting so hard it pulled that curve in there. So what did they do? They did biopsy, of course. And they found out that the muscles were scar bound and there was little octave. They didn't have to work. Why should they work? Okay. So what we use is surface EMG, where we go down the back and we look at the muscles to see which ones are firing and which ones aren't. Convex side, you see the firing?
Oh.
Look at the concave side. So do you think we need to work on the muscles? Everybody do this. Yes. All right. There's actually a picture of the, all that black is the scar tissue they found in the on the concave side. Here's your ligaments. This is a normal ligament. Here's the ligament of the scoliotic. I told you they were all in sports. Dance, gymnastics, etc., so forth. But you'll find them sitting on the side a lot because they sprain and strain ankles, wrists, shoulders. But guess what? They don't ever break anything. Why? Because the ligaments are 2.5 times more flexible. Okay. I didn't say I'd follow right along, did I? About age 15 is where they start having little eye-hand coordination problems. Not bad, but enough to 3 to 4% of the population, 9 females for every male. Scoliosis is hereditary on the X chromosome. Mother can pass it on to the son or daughter. Father can pass it on to the daughter. And big one, can skip a generation or two. Okay? We went back like 3 in my family to find where we had scoliosis. They also, you said one of the things we say, who in the family has scoliosis? No one. Of course, they come back 3 months later, they go, you know, my cousin's sister, man. Hard braces. Everybody talks about the hard brace. Well, they say 50% of the time it stops a compression. That's not true. So then you read another article, and the other article says 10% compliance. So does that mean 10% of the 50%?
Yes.
Do you think kids are going to wear a hot black brace, hard brace in summertime in Houston, Texas?
Yeah. Probably even wintertime.
I always tell them, you know, it's wet the tail, right? Wet the dog. I tell everybody I know one locker in the school that's straighter than any other because it was braced for 2 years. The locker was. Because that's where the kids are going to put it. They're going to put it in the locker. They'll leave with it on, but that's as far as it goes. All right. Recent studies show that the TLSO of Providence still had a 60 to 79%. I think that medical doctors, in a lot of cases, they'll give a brace to appease the parent. They don't believe it's going to work, but they want to appease the parent. Of course, you look at them, there's the rib hump, shoulders are tilted, waist is, hips are tilted. Even the arms, if you look at them, one arm will be further away from the body than the other. Range of motion, you can lean further into the curve than you can out of the curve. There's only one way of diagnosing scoliosis, x-ray, full spine. I don't care if you see the hump, you don't see the hump, take the x-ray, okay? Right thoracic, left lumbar, there's your right thoracic, there's your left lumbar, see? Now it doesn't stop here, it goes all the way to the top, okay? Spinous is rotated into the what? Concavity, that's right.
Okay.
Childhood symptoms usually go unnoticed because no pain. Now, how many 13-year-olds still let their mother wash their back? It's not happening, is it? No. So you don't notice it. They're flexible. They're in sports. They discovered boys. That's another reason for not wearing braces, okay? So anyway, and it's very rapid between 11 and 15. If it's under 10 degrees, it's not considered scoliosis. What if Mama's sitting there with rods in her back? Are you going to ignore the little girl who's got a 10-degree curve, or are you going to jump on it right away? Always check. Find out what your parents have. Oh, I've got a little curve, a little bit. Well, they put rods in. Magic number is usually 38 to 40 degrees. You hit 40 degrees, that's when they want to do surgery. And usually, well, girls mature at 16 and a half, boys 17 and a half to 18, spine 21 to 23. Guess when they start having pain? 21 to 23. Up until then, there's no pain. As the insurance company told me on one patient, no pain, no pay. They said they don't have pain when they're 15 in most cases. Okay. So it does happen to the spine stocks. This is the brace that we're using. Rather than doing a hard brace, we have a soft brace that fits under the clothes and nobody knows they have it on. Okay, this was developed by, believe it or not, MDs out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. French Canadian. I got to talk to them at a seminar up in New York, and they told me I had an accent. You ever heard a French Canadian talk? Said, okay. Their concept was three-dimensional spine deformity. postural disorganization, unsynchronized growth, and movement patterns of the body. I didn't get into the unsynchronized growth of the vertebrae, but what they found out is one side of the vertebral body grows faster than the other. And therefore, when you become an adult, now you have a wedged vertebrae, and now we can't do anything. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. If you hold one side down, guess what the other side will do? It'll catch up. Okay? Their research, they did $20 million worth of research back in 1993. I wonder what that'd ring out to today. They did 725 patients, 92% stabilized or improved. All right, now, scoliosis. The Society for Scoliosis comes up with all the ramifications. If you keep that scoliosis from developing 5 degrees, you're a success. Oh, you mean you're not going to straighten me out? No, we're not. Are you going to reverse it? I hope so. Okay. And there's all the numbers. Out of 195 patients, 8 went to surgery. This brace sells like hotcakes in Europe. And I tried to figure out why. Well, it's real simple. They go from the pediatrician to what? An orthopedic pediatrician. There's a middleman. And then orthopedic surgeon. What do we do in the United States? We go from the pediatrician to the orthopedic what? Orthopedic what? Orthopedic what? I'm going to say it 3 times, right? What do they do for a living?
Surgery.
Surgery. And, it's that wait and watch. I really think the chiropractor is the missing link between the pediatrician and the orthopedic surgeon. But we can be. I get enough of them trained. The patient right there gives you just some of the things that we do. Right. Oh, by the way, to go from an elastic plastic state in the human body takes how long? 18 to 20 minutes. Okay? We do therapy for 10. Why? Because that's what insurance pays. That's why. Okay. So we put a patient on a motorized flexion distraction for how long? 20 minutes. They have their brace on. We make sure that their feet are straight, their hands are stretched out. Okay? I'm not going to go into all of this, but there is all kinds of things that we're trying to do, from the ligaments and the IVFs and the discs and everything. What about the muscles? Well, we said we did a surface EMG. We looked at the muscles. Now, we need to do some stimulation. 3 times a week, 2,500 hertz, 50-unit blocks. Why Russian stem? Why not 10-unit, whatever? We use Russian stem because a Russian stem at 2,500 hertz is what the brain understands. So we're not only working on the muscle, what are we doing? We're re-educating the brain. Are you seeing how important the brain starts to become? Okay. Scoliosis muscle stimulation therapy. Okay, we do 10-10-10-50 stimulation. 10-10 simply means 10 seconds of contraction, 10 seconds of rest. Okay? 10-50, of course, 10 seconds and 50. If you're working on the concave side, you want to do that 10-50 simply for the fact those are small little paraspinal muscles, already scarred down. You don't want to hurt them. Okay? Ocular vestibular re-education. Okay. Here we go. Stair stepper. No. Stair stepper, that's all. I don't want all these other things because I'm going to be working on certain things. I have a little traction unit that comes up that takes the head, brings it over, and levels it out. What's off? Eyes and ears. I'm going to level it out. Okay? Now, what's interesting is that they have, let me back this up. When your mother said, don't you dare let that baby walk until it does what? Crawl. Right. Crawling creates in the brain the cross-crawl patterning. Guess what your scoliotics do not have? Cross-crawl patterning. So when you put them on this, you straighten the head out, you make sure as they're walking that they're doing the cross-crawl patterning, you have them zeroing in on those lines on the wall. Okay? And I used to take and put I used to put a little device around the neck and pull on it. Because what am I trying to do? I'm trying to reestablish the curve in the neck, because every one of them, when you look on x-rays, is very straight. Okay, so we're trying to put the curve back in. And I took another course on a gentleman who happens to teach scoliosis.
Is that what that purple thing is?
Yes. And it was funny because I snuck in and sat in class. He said, oh, this is a small class. He says, stand up, tell me where you're from and why you're here. Oh, well, I'm Gary Smouse and I teach scoliosis and I'm here to see what I can steal. I mean, learn. It was so funny because he said, when you have a class, call me, I want to come to it. None of us have all the answers. So you got to share. But one of the things he did to help is that when you do the stair stepper, he went out and bought some sunglasses, he put tape across the top of it, he put a star where they had to lift their head to look at it. And now I didn't have to have the attachment. Okay. And I really tried to get them to set this up at home so they could do it at home. Okay, cross crawl. Now correctly balance. Three times a week, 18 minutes, 18 to 20 minutes. If you think that's easy, y'all get on one. 20 minutes is a long time to be on a stair stepper.
Yeah.
So what? Well, you see all that stuff that we did on the lab work and everything, we found out the scoliotics are in a catabolic state. We want them in what? Anabolic state, right? So do I really want to push them too hard? No. And one of the things everybody says is, what exercises can I do? All the time, every patient, what exercises? So I found a person out in California that has scoliosis, and it's called yoga for scoliosis. Slow, gentle, easy. Okay? So we want to move bone. We do that with a brace and, of course, with chiropractic care. Muscles and ligaments with scoliosis muscle stimulation therapy and exercise. Upper motor neuron understanding and new normal. We want to work on digestion, hormonal problems, corrected by what?
Hands-on.
All right. And, of course, family psychology must be addressed. Purpose. A, stop the progression. Two, reverse the curve if you can. How about long-term results? We have, this program takes, are you ready? 2 years. How long do they wear the brace? They wear that brace 20 hours a day. Okay. And they don't mind it, by the way. Believe me, I did the hard brace. That's why I'm gray hair. You know, used to have black hair. When you bring them out of that brace, you want to make sure that it holds and stays. Full body health, by changing all the things we talked about, the digestions, the hormones, and everything, we're giving them health for the rest of their life. We want to stop surgery. What solution would you do if this was your doctor? I think that's it, gang.
Wow.
might share with them is the success, non-success rate, why surgery might not be an option. I mean, as far as you say don't do surgery, but why do you say that?
Most of the literature that you look at,
that curve has to be really bad to start affecting heart and lungs. So you always do want to check heart and lungs and make sure they're okay there. The numbers that they give in some of the statistics is like 90 degrees before you have that problem. But every once in a while, you're going to run into one, it just can't stop. It's not often, but every once in a while, it can happen. But that's, in all the years I've been doing it, which is 25 years, I think we've lost like one or two. That's it. I do want to cover one more thing real quick with you. Am I way past time?
Go ahead.
Adults. Would this brace help the adult? Will chiropractic help the adult? Because we already said their bones are hard. Mm-hmm. Messed up, right? Well, I had one come in. She was 56 years old, and she probably had the worst x-rays I've ever seen, scoliosis and low back. Even my daughter said, what the hell are we going to do with that? I said, I don't know. Let me go find out. What does she want? So I went in and I said, what do you want? She says, I want less pain. I don't want it to get any worse. And I want my posture better. She happened to be a school teacher. 3 months later, when she came back, she said, for the first time in all the years I've been teaching, I could stand all day. She says, I have very little to no pain. She says, but I'm going to tell you the best part of it. She said, I can get on the floor with my grandbaby and play with her now. Is that success?
Yes.
Yes. Did we reduce her curve? Yeah, we did. You can't do that, but we keep doing it. Okay? So, I never tell them, ever, that I'm going to reduce that curve. Ever. But when you do, that's wonderful. Okay. Next question. Get me going, I'll roll my ear.
So
this may be in line with what you just mentioned, but maturity level, you said the spine for at least a young girl was 21 to 23.
That's when the spine quits growing.
Thank you. So at 23, is that too late?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing is no.
No.
So.
You don't get to see the ones I get to see. I want the easy ones, you know, 10 degrees, 15 degrees. No. My chiropractic friend sent me the 55 degree, which is always fun. But you can still help them. My daughter, the one that started me into this, is now a chiropractor and works with me. And she's the one that does all the bracing for me. And don't try to pull anything over on her. She already pulled it on me, so she knows.
Do they have to be on that brace forever?
2 years.
2 years?
And then we wean them out of it, and just like braces teeth. Okay. How long? 2 years for that. But how we do is we shoot an x-ray every 3 months. We shoot one in the brace, one out of the brace. When they begin to hold in and out the same numbers, I know that we've stabilized them. When we get them out of it, I still bring them back in 3 to 6 months, take another x-ray, and make sure that that's holding.
Is there a maintenance protocol on that as far as adjustments or exercises or stretching?
Yes. But most of it is, once you've got them over that, then you're back into your just normal chiropractic care. Again, the yoga type stuff. Okay. And they're still going to crave the cheeses, and you know, no matter how you try to stop all that.
Is the 11-year-old daughter, is she the chiropractor that works with you?
Yes, she is.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, she is. That's what I said. So when they tried to pull anything, she already pulled it on me. She used to have the hard brace, big hard brace.
Oh, gosh.
And I look at it now and I think, oh my God, I put you through that.
You know,
it is tough. And these kids won't wear it. They just won't. Even the smaller ones now, they're not going to wear it.
So after you stabilize her her spine, you reverse the curve, does the blood work still show elevated calcium and everything, elevated copper and all that you've noticed, or does that also
It starts coming down. Again, you see them a certain length of time, three times a week, right? What are they doing at home? Mm-hmm. Did they change their diet? Did they take their nutrition? Are they doing what you told them to do? Yeah. No. I can look at the chart and it says you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, you have to keep a track of them. I make them write things down. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you ate, what you had for lunch. Okay.
Which mineral test do you do for the mineral?
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, you don't do it anymore?
No. Simply for the fact that they all come back the same.
Oh, okay.
So I've actually done QFAs that we've started with here, and we've gone through a whole series with the QFAs, and I haven't done all my research on that. And we'll probably go to something else, because God only knows QFAs aren't real, and hair analysis is not normal.
Now, what is the impact of the supplements? Does it help them get better faster? Does it, they don't have pain, so it's not like a pretty, it helps
But what we're trying to do is regulate the body back to a normal state. Okay, when this is upset, we're trying to bring it back.
And also to digest those proteins that putrefy.
You bet.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, you're noticing that the people who are taking the supplements get better faster, like what are... But what are the things that you would know? Like if they said they were taking their supplements, but they weren't, what would you say? Well, you can't be because I...
Well, that's when I used to do the testing, and the testing would come back and go, no, you're not. Uh-huh. You know? And will they lie to you?
Oh.
Right to your face. Yeah, and that was the hard part when we did the heart brace, was trying to keep them straight, you know, and talk to them. But... Again, you gotta love them. You gotta take care of them. You gotta help the parents. Before I ever take a scoliotic, I bring them in for like an hour and a half of this, and I teach them before I ever put them in a brace. And I said, "Mom, I think about it because it's expensive." Mm-hmm. Okay. And some of them don't come back. Mm-hmm. And some, most of them do. Yeah. But I want to educate them first. Educate. Educate the parents. Let them know what's going on.
You bring the parents and the child.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I make the child sit right next to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I'm getting this, I don't care if the parents are doing this. We're not going anywhere. Watch the kid. The kid has got to buy into the program. If they don't buy into the program, it's not going to help. I tell the parent, don't waste your money.
That's right.
What do you mean? Haven't you been watching her? She's doing this. She's not going for the program. Now you can try, but sometimes they're 13 and... Oh, some of the parents are horrible. Oh. She can't wear that little top.
Oh.
And it's so in now. I don't give a damn. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. But the parent won't buy in because of style. They kind of look good. They're 13. They found boys. I don't know. You know, that's why I said the tail wagging the dog. You know, you have to get everybody on board or don't even start the program. It's 2 years. It's a long time.
With pregnant females, do they still go through the program? Is it the same program, or is it, do you modify it? Is it extra weight they're carrying around?
Yes, yes. Normally, we do not put the brace on a pregnant girl. Will it get worse through pregnancy?
Yeah.
Why?
Because a normal person will get worse.
But also, you because of the hormones and affecting the ligaments. But the neat thing is they find out once they deliver, their response is tremendous. Have I had 14-year-old pregnant females? After you had already put them in the brace, I don't know how he, you know.
But anyway.
You come look at it, you can see it.
Ouch.
That was the 4 hours they didn't have at all. That's what they did. Oh, 4 hours I got free.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.